Obedecer la ley Wiccan Yedebe, en perfecto amor y perfecta confianza. 8 palabras que cumple Wiccan Rede, y no hagáis daño a nadie, haced lo que queráis. Lo que envías vuelve a ti. Así que siempre ten en cuenta la ley de 3. Siga esto con la mente y el corazón. Feliz os encontráis, y feliz vosotros parte.
So what's up, kids? That was the Wiccan read in Spanish to celebrate the fact that we are now in Mexico. So we have conquered the entire North American continent. So welcome to the people of Mexico. And I hope you stick around, and I hope this spreads down there too. So we're getting more around the world, and I'm loving it and loving it and loving it. So this is the Ethereal Path Podcast. I am your host, Xander. We are on Season 2, Episode 12, number of 3. So this is obviously going to be a special episode to me. And we're actually going to talk about something that I've mentioned multiple times over the past, hell, the whole show, actually. And we never really delved too deep into it, so it is time to take that nosedive, and we are going to go into what I refer to as the magical mindset. So basically, we're going to talk about what is it, why is it so important, what can you do with it, and basically how to get started, how to practice with it and improve. So when I talk about mindsets, I usually break it down into two categories. So there's what I call the meditative mindset, and there's what I call the magical mindset. One of them, the magical mindset, is like deeper and more concentrated than the other, but you kind of get the feeling when you do like countdown meditation work. So let me explain what countdown meditation work is. A lot of times when people start meditating, one of the techniques that they're taught is to, you know, count backwards from a certain number. You know, as you're counting backwards, you know, you're slowing your breathing down, you know, you begin to relax more, things like that. One of the techniques that I had learned along the way is to visualize the numbers in some way, shape, or form just appearing in front of you, okay? And it can be whatever the hell you want it to be. And the first time I tried it, it ended up being like numbers on a chalkboard, okay? And as like, you know, I started with the number 12, and you started countdown from 12 to get into the meditative mindset. And you literally picture in my mind, or like I could see in my mind, you know, a chalkboard with the number 12 written on it, and then, you know, it magically erased, and then the number 11 appeared, and then number 10, 9, you know, all the way down to 1. And then when you finally hit that 1, you should be in a relaxed enough state that you should be open to meditation. So whether you have music going in the background, whether you prefer to meditate in silence, whether you prefer to use objects, concentrate on visualization, however you get into that meditative state, okay, that's where you want to be for meditation. When you do any sort of spell work, you want to go even deeper. And this is kind of where, you know, I had mentioned in the very, very beginning that, you know, a lot of spell work is not what you see in the movies. It's not waving of wands and, you know, filling of bubbling cauldrons with exotic ingredients and shit. I mean, like, yes, there is a part of that that is part of ritualistic Wicca, and there is a part of that that is part of visualization, but most of it is visualization in your head. So get ready to spend a lot of time inside your own brain, because that is honestly where 90% of Wicca occurs. So basically, when you're going into that magical mindset, you're going deeper, because it's going to help you focus, it's going to help you become more concentrated, and we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of it, okay? But I do want to throw this out. So however you get into your meditative state, whatever kind of works for you. Now, I'm going to go with the more traditional, okay, the more traditional way that I have been taught and I have seen is that you start counting down from the number 12 if you want to get into a meditative state, and if you want to get into a magical mindset, you count down from the number 13. Okay, I've actually never been able to find the difference between why there's a difference between the one number, and especially since, I mean, I can understand the number 12, multiple of three, yada yada yada. Never could really find a good reason for 13. So if anybody knows this, please let hit me up. I'd love to, I'm very curious of it. And I've actually learned it two ways. So I've learned it as a dual countdown, where first you count 12 down into your meditative state, then you go 13 steps deeper to the magical state. And I've also learned where you it's only a one step, where so instead of, if you when you basically when you're counting down from 13, when you hit the number one, you've taken 12 steps, so you should be in your meditative state, and then you take that one more step, and that puts you into the magical state. Both have worked for me, actually, and both have not worked for me. But I think what I have found, actually, that it's more time dependent. Like, if I have the time to put into the spell or put into the ritual, or I'm doing something that's specifically celebratory, and I have some time to play with, like I'm not rushing around or anything like that, I will straight up do a deep 12 or 13, 12 countdown, then 13 more steps, but like if I kind of need to get there quick, aside from like a quick magic trigger, like I will definitely just do a countdown from 13 to kind of get myself there fast. And the more you practice this, the faster you can get there. So again, this is another one of those things that in the beginning you've got to be super patient on. It's just going to come with time, and you have to practice. But this is literally where the magic happens. And I was going to make that dad joke, and it made itself for me. So that was fucking awesome. All right. So as usual, grab the tea, kick back and relax, grab the weed, grab whatever the fuck you want, and we will be right back, and we are going to do this shit. Hey, I'm Xander, and I'm a tarot card reader with over 30 years of experience. I've helped many people gain insights into their lives and make better choices through tarot card readings. Tarot cards are a powerful tool that can be used to connect your intuition and tap into your subconscious mind. The cards can provide guidance, support, and a clarity on a variety of topics, including relationships, career, finances, and personal growth. I offer private tarot card readings in person or online. My readings are tailored to your specific needs and goals, and I'll work with you to create a safe and supportive space where you can explore your questions and concerns. I'm passionate about helping people, and I believe the tarot cards can be a valuable tool for the self-discovery and growth. So if you're looking for clarity or guidance on a specific issue, I would be happy to help. To learn more about my services, please contact us at ethereal-path.com or at etherealpathpgh@gmail.com, or by clicking on any of the links in the show notes below. Okay, so when I was researching this topic and getting ready for this podcast, the one thing that I was really struggling with was where to even begin. And I found an interesting part, and what was funny is as I was like, researching it and running my stuff through, all my AI shit, because I'm still playing with that, and it's actually becoming a fascinating part of like this Wiccan journey. So like I'm gonna have to dedicate a whole episode to it, because it's becoming kind of crazy. But anyway, it's one of these things where, how can I put this? So you kind of have to buy into it first. Like one of the recurring things that I found. Okay, and let me back up. Basically, what it comes down to is this. It comes down to you have to have strength in these four categories, and the four categories are belief, emotion, visualization, and practice. Okay, basically, with belief, you have to believe that this is going to work. Because if you don't believe this is going to work, then it's not going to work. You're dead out the water. I'll tell you that right now. And go back to the ritual of before you enter a circle, the high priest or priestess will put an anathema to your throat and say, before you enter this, or it is better to enter the circle, or to oh my God, I'm like, my brain is all over the place. 'Tis better to rush upon this blade than enter the circle with fear in your heart. How do you enter? Same thing. If you don't fully believe it and you're not committed to it, nothing's gonna happen. So, and that's true to anything in life. And again, one of the reasons I started this podcast was because of, that marriage between, what I was seeing out there in the real world versus what, we do in practice. And it's the marrying of those two that, like absolutely fascinates me and why I'm doing this in the first place. But the second big thing is emotion. Emotion, I'll tell you right now, is probably going to be your strongest tool that you have in your magical arsenal. When you feel strongly about something, that's when shit manifests in that area. That's when your energy is amplified because your focus is there. You're channeling your emotions there. You're channeling your spells and rituals, even whether it's subconsciously or consciously, that emotion is real. So, take a love spell. If you are, casting a love spell because you're trying to draw true love towards you or whatever you're trying to draw, when you start filling your feeling or your feelings in your body with the emotions of what your end game is, and you're giving the universe the answers of this is what you're looking for and this is what you need and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's listening, and the more powerful that emotion is, the more powerful your spell is going to be. Visualization is just the other big thing, so how powerful is the visual that you have in your head? How strong can you make it? How big can you make it, or small? Depending on what you're going for, there's always an appropriateness. It's whatever works right for you. But again, that mental image, the more crystal clear it is, the more exact you're gonna be. And again, I say this all the time: our words have power, our thoughts have power, our actions have power. So it's like, you have to be very specific with what you're saying, because otherwise you're not gonna get it back in return. But again, last thing, practice. It's just gonna take practice. If you don't meditate, I would actually start recommend I would recommend starting there. I would start with just straight up meditating. Don't even try to get yourself into a magical mindset yet. Explore that world a little bit. Walk in that space, in that headspace, and kind of see where you go. If you find yourself in the magical mindset, cool. If you don't get frustrated. You will get there. One of the big things is nature. We just had a full moon yesterday. Samhain's coming up in like 2 days. This is a powerful time for nature and magic. So again, just spend some time outside, walk in the woods, go look at the leaves if you're, up in the north here, before all the fucking snow hits and shit. Journal, that's what our Book of Shadows is for. Some witches prefer to keep their journaling separate from their Book of Shadows. It all depends. You do you. Learn about it, read books, listen to podcasts, watch movies, or at least, credible YouTube videos, shit like that. Practice casting spells. That's how you're gonna do it. You're just gonna get good at it by practice makes perfect. And be patient. It's gonna take time. I'm gonna tell you right now, it probably took me a solid 2 years to realize I was in my magical mindset before I knew it. So, like, I was basically counting myself down into my meditative mindset, and I was allowing myself to go deeper and deeper, which was putting me in my magical mindset, but I hadn't equated the two yet because I hadn't tried to do any spells and I hadn't tried to, really do anything. And then when I did for the first time, and I recognized like what it felt like, then I could feel the difference. And as soon as I felt it, then I knew right then and there, like, okay, I can easily tell which level I'm at depending on what I'm feeling, And again, be open-minded and have fun with this. It's a time to explore. It's a time to find out about yourself. It's a time to find out about others. It's a time to find out about a whole shit ton of things. So have fun with it, explore it. Take your time. Don't rush into it. Don't never rush, a meditation. It's supposed to be a relaxing, activity. So don't ever hurry through it. I mean, it's one thing, if you do a quick, 5 minute, 4x4x4 stress breathing exercise, which I do not condone, but whatever. Yes, there is some science behind it, but again, not even going to discuss that here. It's yes, you can do like quickie little like resets during the day, but a true deep meditation takes time. And again, start simple. Focusing just on your breath. Letting your breathing go. We've done a couple meditation episodes, go back and listen to them, focus on what the meditation is about, learn how to start, using that protection and using that power, using that skill, it will develop. And then again, you could get very ritualistic with it. If you know of a coven, if you want to join a coven, reach out to someone. Or maybe you know someone who is a higher level witch than you are. Reach out to them, see if they'll let you in on the next time they have any sort of ritual spell work going on. But it's gonna take time and it's gonna take practice. And I'm telling you, it is absolutely worth it because in the end, it really truly does make all the difference. So when I come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about how ritual magic and celebratory magic play into this. And then we're going to kind of wrap it all up. And it's going to be an awesome Samhain coming up. And again, like I'm still charged up from, all the full moon yesterday and everything. So just, bear with me. I know I'm talking fast in certain segments and I'm trying to like slow it down. But anywho, it wouldn't be me if I wasn't fucking shit up left and right. So yeah, whatever. All right, people, I will be right back. Are you ready to unlock the secrets of your life's journey? Do you seek clarity, guidance, and a deeper understanding? Welcome to the Ethereal Path, where we guide you and invite you to embark on a transformative journey. Having read tarot cards for over 30 years, Xander is here to help you gain profound insights into your life and help you make better decisions and connect with your intuition. Through the magic of tarot, you can tap into your subconscious mind, unlocking the wisdom that lies within you. Join our satisfied clients who have found guidance, support, and clarity in their lives through our tarot card readings. Explore your questions and concerns with us. Whether it's matters of the heart, career choices, or personal growth, tarot offers a guiding light on your path. Visit our website at www.ethereal-path.com or email us at etherealpathpgh.com to learn more. Gain the insights you need to make those confident decisions and uncover the mysteries of your own personal journey. Okay, so when we're talking about ritualistic magic, we're talking about way that we connect with the divine and the way we channel our natural energy. Now, rituals, again, often performed in a circle, which represents the wheel of the year. A circle is a sacred space that we feel safe. We are connected to the universe. Can be performed with a coven, can be performed solitary. Anyone can cast a circle. Like any witch is allowed to cast a circle. Again, there are rules and regulations. There are, if, go back, hit the episode on how to cast a circle and cast a spell. It's all in there. Now, for the Sabbats, these are festivals that celebrate the changing seasons of the year. There's eight of them. Samhain's on its way, then followed by Yule, Imbolc, blah 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 blah, till we basically get to the rinse and repeat part. Each Sabbat, obviously, we've covered before, has its own unique meanings and rituals. And again, Esbats are our moon rituals. Last night, I guarantee there were a shit ton of Esbats going on because there was a full moon last night. But Esbats are, again, are usually the ones that are restrictive to either solitary practitioners, covens, small groups. It's a very personal thing. So one of the things where this gets very interesting is that when you get into this magical mindset, in order to like fully experience the benefits from doing any sort of group or ritualistic work, everyone kind of has to be on the same page. And so, with the universe being filled with the energy that it is, to get everyone on the same magical mindset, it does take a little bit of practice, but it actually happens a lot easier, than you think. So, little things that you can do is start playing around with how you can connect to the divine and the cycles of nature, because then if you do join up with any covens or any rituals or any Sabbath celebrations, anything like that, you'll be kind of prepared. So first thing, focus and intent. You want to focus your intent more efficiently, because when you hit that magical mindset, you can almost like laser focus in one thing, because you're not being distracted by the outside world. You're more connected to your inner self, which is, radiating all your energy. degree, you're tuning out all of the noise basically. So, you're focused and you're kind of on it. So, thinking, let's say, you are doing a spell where, you're casting a spell for a friend. And again, never, ever, ever cast a spell for anyone without their permission. But, you're casting a spell for a friend to, say, help find a new job. You could, focus your intention on, seeing her sitting in an office at her own desk. And again, the more crystal clear that picture is, the stronger the spell is going to be. Now, when you add in the ritualistic aspect of it, now let's say you have four people and they're all picturing the same thing. You're not going, no four people are going to picture the exact same thing. Now, I will tell you this, there have been times where I have done ritual magic with people and we have pictured literally the exact same thing. But again, variations, actually help out. They lend strength to the spell because, okay, if you get four variations on, like, let's say, you tell everyone to start focusing on that, visual of, the friend sitting in her office at her new desk, everyone's gonna have their own interpretation as to what that's gonna look like, but that's actually gonna lend strength to the spell because you're getting four different interpretations, which tells the universe, to be open, to be creative, and that you are receptive to receiving those things, but it's also focusing on the same thing. So it's like, everyone's still focusing on that same area to collectively. And if there's four of you, now you've just strengthened that spell times four. But again, it all comes down to the belief. A, you have to believe that this works, and B, you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that you can do this. You have to believe that you have the confidence to do this. And I'm gonna, sitting on this side of it, being where, I'm the one saying, hey, I know this works and I've done this and I'm telling you all these stories of shit that I've done in the past and yada yada yada. Yeah, I can totally see where it can get a little bit of fr not even a little bit frustrating, a lot frustrating, because I remember those days. I remember the days of, shit, this is never gonna work. This is bullshit. Why am I wasting my time on this? I walked away from it for like a couple years because of it. And when I found my way back, it actually made me stronger because it was like I needed it out of my life to grow a little bit. And in a way, again, it's just following that path. And if that's what it is, that's what it is. So again, it's having that belief and that confidence, and it's the say, okay, the protection magic spell. Every time that I do any sort of work, I always put up what I call my web of protection. I draw a pentacle on the floor, I draw a pentacle on the ceiling, in my mind's eye, and then I draw a pentacle on each wall, and then I, expand them to basically kind of make this, one big white glowing, spider's webby of, and for my fear of spiders, it's funny that I make that analogy. But basically, this protective barrier of, just brilliant, dazzling white light pentacles, so it's a protective barrier, and you've just got to believe that it's there, because the minute you stop believing that it's there is the minute that it disappears and the minute that it cracks away. So, you've got to always believe that your words are being heard, your words are being understood, and you are making that connection to the spiritual world, because that's really what it's all about. It's about connecting with the universe on that deeper level. It's about connecting with the spiritual world where you can draw the energies and direct where you want it to go. So back in the day when the covens used to try to boost the crops for the harvest because they wanted to have a successful bounty for that year. They would do things like sacrifice an ear of corn, and burn it in a fire to increase the chance of their spell, because the thinking behind it is, by sacrificing one, you get many, So again, it just all depends on, what kind of state you're in, what you're going for, what kind of vibes you're putting out there, and you kind of have to be very careful about the energy within yourself, because you can actually direct that to the person that you're going towards. So, if you are asked to do some sort of like healing spell, First thing to do before you were to do anything, especially if it was for somebody else, you've got to take a look at yourself, and you've got to take a serious hard look at yourself, and you've got to say, do I have any areas of like healing or that need healing, or any areas that I could possibly send some harmful magic in that person's direction? Now if you can take care of it and before you do the spell work, awesome, great. But if you can't, throw up a little barrier, protect it from leaving you, own it, because it's basically you saying, put a pin in it and come back to it, but make sure you actually come back to it, because you got to heal that part of you. And again, these are where that ritualistic powers draw in. So again, just the fact that, last night was a full moon. Like I said, I guarantee there were a shit ton of Ezbots going on, but even if you're a solitary witch, you can jump in on that energy. You may not know where that energy is flowing, but you may be able to feel that powerful, energy flow out there, and may be able to tap in to a source of energy that relates to what you're doing, and that will lend credence to your spell as well. But again, it's just all about just practicing and trying it out and seeing what works for you. And again, the more you do it, the better you are going to get at it, and the easier it becomes. But it does take a lot of practice, and this is where it does take a lot of dedication, and this is where kind of like the rubber hits the road, So if you're going to start your year in a day intention, this is kind of where you start that journey. You commit to, yes, I'm going to believe it, or no, I'm not going to believe it. And if you're still wavering, that's totally cool. It's listen to what your inner voice is telling you. That little inner voice inside will never, ever, ever steer you wrong. All right, I'm going to take another quick break, and then we are going to wrap this up. Okay, so I just got to address this before we go any further. So before I started recording, if you caught that really, really bad cut in the first segment of the episode, I'm so sorry. My husband, he came in, he was getting ready to take a shower, and he was asking me if the music he was going to play was going to bother my recording, and I was like, no, it's not going to pick it up. And as I just took a quick little break, he's listening to Sweeney Todd, and I'm just like cracking up, because it's one of our favorite shows, and I just think it's just so funny that he's listening to Sweeney Todd like 2 days before Halloween. But anyway, I'm sure it's totally intentional, just knowing him. But anyway, so moving on. So why is this magical mindset in meditation shit like so important? Like, why the fuck have I been rambling on, basically? And here's what it comes down to. Let's talk about some self-exploration and magic. Like I said, when it comes to things like, healing magic or any other type of, thing that you're trying to put out there in the world, you got to be self-aware, and you've got to understand, that, change is a fundamental part to harnessing that magical mindset. And you've got to be aware of, things like what you've got going on, what your biases are, what your limitations are. And you have to know oneself. You have to know your strengths, you have to know your weaknesses, your desires, what can empower your spell casting, what can empower, manifestation, what works for you, what doesn't. Focus on the things that and I don't want to say like focus on the things that you're good at, but it's kind of like when you're beginning, focus on the things that interest you, and if you're feeling drawn to something, go for it, and it sometimes it's going to feel like a lot, but learn to table things, so say pick like your top like five things, and if you are dabbling with your top five things and you come across a sixth thing, then you have to decide, okay, what's got to go? What's the least important thing? Or is this something I absolutely cannot live without? And if this is something you can not absolutely live without, then maybe that's something you need to explore a little bit deeper, and maybe that can help you either, eliminate something or guide you on a whole new path. You really never know what's around the corner, and that's kind of what makes it so fucking cool, because there's just such a transformative power in it, and you're gonna learn so much about yourself. and the Wiccan practices, and just how the mind and the body and the spirit, they all relate to each other, and how meditation and visualization are so powerful in doing these spells. And this is why, we're always talking about, we get, very ritualistic, and we get very symbolic, and we get very literal, and why we have certain tools on our altar, why we use certain colors for things, why we use certain items, everything like that. It all comes down to that visualization. And sometimes it's, you see it in your mind's eye. Sometimes you need to see it physically manifested. It just depends on the spell. Look for balance and harmony. And that's the one big thing too. Before you start any sort of spell work, you should always look for the balance and harmony in yourself. Make sure you're grounded. Make sure you're in that magical mindset. And that's kind of where you start walking between the worlds, because you're grounded in this world, but your mind is in the next one. So it's kind of like, you're in that, space of, that is where the magic happens. Explore your shadow self. You have to know the dark to understand the light. Not saying you have to go super deep, and not saying you have to delve into absolutely everything, but know what barriers you might be up against. So when you're casting a spell, start thinking about, what could possibly go wrong? What might be a thing that might hold this back? What in you is, the thing that is going to make this unsuccessful? And if there's nothing, awesome. If there's something there, work on that before you do anything else. Or, like I said, stick a pin in it, come back to it, but just put up some type of protection. You know what I mean? And embrace your individuality. This is the time to learn. This is the time to play. This is the time to become self-aware. And again, everybody walks both an individual world and in coven situations. Yes, you can be part of a coven, but you still do solitary work. And some people spend their entire lives as solitary practitioners. Again, like I said, I've done both. I can find benefit in both. I can find fault in both. It's just one of those things. You just got to trust. Right place, right time, right thing. Just, trust in that, and you're good to go. Learn how everything interconnects. And this is where, I say, just spend some time walking around. Look at the connections. See if you can feel them, hear them, touch them, taste them, however you become, in tuned into them. But see if you can't feel that deeper connection and become more interconnected with, nature and the universe and things like that. And share your stories of self-discovery. If you have, friends who are into this shit, talk about it. Share your experiences. If you know of people who practice, reach out to them. Again, I always encourage people to reach out to me with questions, concerns, things they want to know, things like that. This is, how we learn. You may be sitting on something that could be benefiting me, and I just don't know it because you haven't brought it up yet. So again, it's one of those, it's a very, very, very interactive, playful, joyous mindset to be in. But you've got to also understand that, it's a huge way to get that level of self-understanding that you need to, not how to survive in, or not how to survive, but it's more how to be successful in, the Wiccan world and in the real world. So again, it's that walking, in between those both of the world, those worlds, but not and only that, but like, but the world we live in and the world that we face every single day too. And again, just practice, 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 practice. Find those meditation apps out there. Find meditation, things out there on YouTube. Like I said, I've done a couple of meditation episodes. I'm always available to hire for meditative practices and guided meditation sessions. So again, reach out if you want it. Just it's all about, getting that, community going. And, I see the worldwide connection, so I know it's there. So reach out. out to other listeners, you know, and just share stories, you know, leave comments, practice, 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 and everything will fall into place. But that magical mindset, I'm telling you, it is a wonderful, beautiful place to be. And once you get there, you will know it, and you will not have any questions, and you will not have any doubts. So with that being said, I am going to wrap it up for today. And I'm just going to say one final time, everybody have a fabulous full moon. You know, we're obviously celebrating basically the whole weekend because, you know, it's just kind of how we roll. Samhain up in 2 days, you know, so again, work that magic, live that, you know, time between, you know, the harvest and Yule, and, you know, really focus on the dark days because the light is coming and we are getting to all of the really, really good shit. So as always, blessed be. The Ethereal Path podcast is hosted by me, Xander, and is owned by Ethereal Path LLC. The show is recorded, produced, and hosted on Spotify for podcasters. You can find us on the web at www.ethereal-path.com. Don't forget the dash. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Wisdom as Ethereal Path, and on X as @EtherealPathPGH. This is also our email address, etherealpathpgh@gmail.com. DMs are open on all of our platforms. The Ethereal Path podcast can be found on all major podcasting platforms such as Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Audible, Radio Public, Podcasts, and all other major podcasting platforms. Links can be found in our show notes. As always, please be sure to like, subscribe, and turn on your notifications. Every one of those clicks makes a huge difference. Thank you for listening, and blessed be.
Vous devez respecter la loi Wiccan, dans un amour parfait et une confiance parfaite. 8 mots que le Wiccan Raid accomplit. Et vous ne faites de mal à personne, faites ce que vous voulez. Ce que vous envoyez revient vers vous, alors gardez toujours à l'esprit la loi de 3. Suivez ceci avec l'esprit et le cœur. Joyeux rendez-vous, et joyeux départ.